This is Akashwani, the news read by Nitya Franco. President Draupadi Murmu and Prime Minister Narendra Modi have expressed condolences over the loss of lives in the Gulzar House fire in Telangana and the factory blaze in Solapur, Maharashtra. In a social media post, President Murmu said that the news of the death of many people in the fire tragedies is extremely painful. She expressed deepest condolences to all the bereaved families and prayed for the speedy recovery of those injured. Prime Minister Modi has announced an ex gratia of 2 lakh rupees from the Prime Minister's National Relief Fund to the next of kin of each deceased. The injured would be given 50,000 rupees. He wished the injured recover soon. A devastating fire at Gulzar House near the historic Charminar in Hyderabad claimed the lives of 17 members of a single family. The victims included 8 children and all under the age of 7 and 6 women. Meanwhile, 8 people, including the factory owner and the members of a worker's family, lost their lives in a fire that broke out early yesterday at a towel manufacturing unit in Solapur district of Maharashtra. Union Minister of State for Information and Broadcasting, Dr. L. Murugan, reviewed the functioning of media units of the ministry in Bengaluru yesterday. He held a meeting with senior officers and sought details on the activities. He visited various sections in Doordarshan and sought details on various programs broadcast by the public broadcaster. The minister planted a sapling in the Doordarshan Kendra premises under the Ek Ped Ma Ke Naam program. BJP held Tiranga Yatras in different parts of the national capital yesterday, celebrating the success of Operation Sindoor against Pakistan and honoring the armed forces. Multiple yatras were held throughout the city, including New Delhi, Janakpuri, Najafgarh, Matiala, and Dwarka. Addressing a rally in Arkipuram, New Delhi, MP Bansuri Swaraj said that the yatra has witnessed a huge support from women who have come forward to show solidarity for Operation Sindoor and thank the Indian Armed Forces. She added that Operation Sindoor is the resolve of justice. Former Uttar Pradesh Chief Minister and Bahujan Samaj Party BSP Chief Mayawati has appointed Akash Anand as Chief National Coordinator of the party. The decision was taken at a national level meeting in New Delhi. It was also decided that Akash Anand will take charge of the BSP's future programs in the country. Rajya Sabha Deputy Chairman Harivansh Narayan Singh has led India's official delegation to the solemn ceremony of the inauguration of the pontificate of Pope Leo XIV in Vatican City yesterday. Deputy Chief Minister of Nagaland, Yanthungo Peyton, accompanied the Deputy Chairman at the event. External Affairs Ministry said the Indian delegation had an audience with Pope Leo XIV after the ceremony. In Romania, the centrist mayor of Bucharest, Nicușor Dan, has won the presidential election. Dan, a pro-European Union candidate, secured 54% of the vote, defeating his hard-right opponent, George Simeon, who garnered 46%. In a social media post, Mr. Dan said that it was an unprecedented mobilization and the victory belongs to each Romanian who made their voice heard. In football, India lifted the 2025 South Asian Football Federation, SAF, Under-19 Championship in a thrilling finale, edging past Bangladesh 4-3 in a dramatic penalty shootout in Ayodhya, Arunachal Pradesh. And that's the end of this news bulletin.